after all that we've said about the B'nai Yishmael, after all of the good that they brought to the world, and especially to Klal Yisrael, and all of the shalom that we mentioned that we had with them for hundreds of years. So the question then becomes, so what happened with them? What happened now, all of a sudden, that things have changed? And the Emes HaDvarim is that when we look out into the history of the world, we find different countries that from time to time work their way up to the top. For instance, we have the Greeks that at the time, Greece was at the head of the civilization, other countries like that. And even when they fell, but they didn't fall apart altogether, after the Arabs went from the limelight, they went into darkness. And there was no education by them, things fell apart. When we talk about after the Dark Ages that took place in Europe, in the time of the Renaissance, when Europe was going through the Renaissance, so the Arabs were falling apart. So what happened to them? And maybe what's even more important than Egea to us is if for so many hundreds of years we were able to live in peace with the Arabs, so how come it was that that all of a sudden this all came to an end? So of course the first thing we have to do is we have to look into the Torah, and we have to remember this famous word that everybody knows from Yeshua Leib, when the Torah calls Yishmael a para adam, who ye a para adam. And he tells us on the lashon of para adam that normally you have the noun first and then afterwards you have the adjective to describe the person. So pashtus it would say adam, who is a para, who is a wild person. Why does it say para adam? So he says that para, you see, is the mahus of this person. It's not a person who is a para. The mahus of this person is para. If anything, the question that we need to ask was, with those hundreds of years with the Arabs that accomplished so much, so that's where the Pella was. But what was going on before that, when they were in Arabia and was going on now, so that L'chayr the Torah is discussing. And what we need to understand is that although there was a Tkufa when the Arabs was so successful, but it was because things went their way and they were able to succeed. But they never changed the mahus of the person. The mahus of the person was a para, like Rabbi Shua Leib says. And we also all know the word from the Chofetz Chaim, they bring down B'Shem the Chofetz Chaim, also based on the same word of Rabbi Shua Leib. And he says, "Who yiyya para adam?" He tells the Chandi Loshin Osid, "Who yiyya para adam?" He's always going to be. Yiyya hainu lanetzach. This is Lemaisa the way it's always going to be. And the Chofetz Chaim spelled it out. He says, even if he's going to be a professor, even if he's going to be a lawyer, but he's never going to be able to change his mahus. And we all know that at the end, when the Chofetz Chaim said this word, at the end he said, who is going to know what this para adam is going to cause tzaris on Klal Yisrael? Something that Nebuch we see up until this very day. At the same time, I'd like to mention that in B'Yisayid, we have the same word from the Klei Yokar. The Klei Yokar is in the beginning of Parshas Toldos. If you follow the Arichas with Derech Chlal, what he says is, he talks about the mahus of a person. And the mahus of a person, he says there are people that are born with certain personalities, certain midas. There's people that that develop certain midas. The midas that a person is born with, so they're more difficult to be taken away from him. The midas that a person learns, or he learns from just observation, so they're easier to take away from a person. And he goes to describe that the midas that a person is born with, or the personality perhaps that a person is born with, has to do with his yichus. And the Mela, in the Torah, when the Torah talks about the bonim of Avraham and Yitzhak and Yaakov, so we have to be careful to watch how the Torah describes the mahus of this person. When we talk about whose children they are, we're not just saying lemaisa, who is the father or who is the mother, but whose teva they took over. Al says teva, whose teva they took over. And following through with that, so he says as follows, on the pasuk of Vayomer Hashem lo shnei goyim bevitnech, he says as follows. He says, Rivka knew that being that she comes from the house of Besuel and Lavan, Rishoyim, she was fearful that within her metzias someplace, perhaps is found this teva. Now, of course, she overcame this teva ra with her avodah, but she was afraid that perhaps in some place within her there is such a metzias, and that's going to pass on to her children. And Memela, she went to be mispalo. Rivka went to be mispalo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be oiker that metzias legamri, kidei that it shouldn't be there to be able to pass on to her children. When she went past, and this is how he learns up the parasha with the Divrei Chazal, when she went past the base of Avodah Zarah, and she saw that one of her children was trying to leave to the base of Avodah Zarah, so she understood that one of the children that's within her, one of the tumim that was, one of the twins that was in her, had a kesher to Avodah Zarah. But Taimaim came Lama Zeanoichi, she said, I wasn't able to succeed with my tefillahs, because why is it that this child, this Uber, has a tendency towards the Avodah Zarah? She was hopeful that with her tefillahs she was oiker this teva. And therefore she went Vatech Lidreshes Alekim to find out Ma Ha'ila Tfilasi, what did I accomplish with my tefillahs? And he says as follows, that Vayomer Hashem lo shnei goyim bevitnech, this refers to Rebbe v'Antoninus. And what this means is you should know, Rivka, that your tefillahs were payul, ha'ila tefillasa shegam Esav yetze mimenu zera kosher. That even though you have a child Esav, and Esav of course is the epitome of Ra, but it's shayich that from Esav should come out zera kosher. And who is that? That's Antoninus, Vishar Geret Tzedek. I'm not certain if he means Antoninus is just an example of a Geret Tzedek, or an Antoninus is an example of such a tremendous tzaddik, a Geret Tzedek. Because we have from the Zarei Shel Esav, we have many different Gerim that turned into unique and very Gvaldiga, Tzadikim, Talmidei Chachamim. Antoninus, of course, is one. Onkelus HaGer, the Gemara brings out that from Gerim you have Rabbi Akiva was Zarei Shel Gerim, and perhaps Reb Meir. There are other many throughout our generations, many, many different Gerei Tzedek that became tremendous Tzadikim. And then the Klei Yoker says further, Masha ain came be Yishmoel, but you don't have this from Yishmoel. Ubezeh ata tov me Hagar, and therefore, Rivka, you have to know that you are much better off than Hagar. Because from Hagar, again, I'm not certain if what he's saying is that from Hagar you don't have any Geirei Tzedek, or he's saying that from Hagar you don't have any Geirei Tzedek that become Talmidei Chachomim and Gedolim, like you have comparable to Antoninus, or as we've mentioned, like Unkelus and so forth. From B'nai Hagar, you don't have this, because the Metzias, you were somehow able to be Poyel, that even though an Esav comes from you, but you were able to be Poyel in his Teva, in his Mahus, that he could be Seivel, he could become a Ger. This is an Adam, and this Adam, it's possible for him to become a Ger, and therefore it's possible for him to come out for the Tzadikim. Masha'in came from Hagar, it's impossible, and in that way you're better off than Hagar. And I think that we say this is the same word that we're saying over from the Chafetz Chaim and from Rabbi Yeshua Leib. The Mahus of Yishmael is the Chapera Adam. And Memela, you can't have such tzaddikim coming out of Yishmael. And the emes is, even historically, as we look at it, as we mentioned before, that there was so many hundreds of years that we had shachis with Yishmael. One would think that after all of these hundreds of years, there would be a hashpah from Klal Yisrael on Yishmael, and we would have Gerim, prominent Gerim coming out from Yishmael, but historically, we don't see it. And what makes it even more interesting, perhaps, is that Yishmael has many, many milas over the other goyim of the world. First, as we mentioned, the fact that they believe in the Borei Olam. not like other goyim, that there is a issue of shituf. They believe in the Bar Yoilam. They believe that that Khalil Muhammad is a prophet, which of course is false. But the fact, but beyond that, they believe in a Bar Yoilam. So they have the Maila of Emunah. They have the Maila of Tfilah. We know that they daven five times a day. We know yet from the Chumash that the Pasuk says, Kishama Hashem l'kol ha'nar. We know that Yishmael has that Maila of Tfilah, that when he davens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to his Tfilahs. We know that they have the Maila of Chesed, and we know this, first of all, because we know that there is such a concept of Hachnosas Orchem by them, even till today, with all of their cruelty, but the issue of Hachnosas Orchem, that they got from Avram. And the emesis, we see that also in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar describes how Yishmael went away from Avram together with Hagar, settled in a foreign country, and perhaps it was Arabia. And Avram Avinu went there to see what's doing with him. When he got there and he met up with his wife, she wasn't Machnes Eirich, and Avram left a message. Tell Yishmael when he comes back that I was here. And when Yishmael came back and heard over the whole story how his wife was not Machnes Eirich, so he sent her away. And Hagar went and got him a different wife. Years later, Avram, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, Avram Avinu came back. And this time when he came back, again, the wife did not know who he was, and he asked her for some food and something to drink. So it says that she took out the food and she gave it to him. And it says, Amar Avram v'hayim esfalef me'akadosh baruch hu al benoi. When Avram Avinu saw that now in the house of Yishmael there is this Indian of Achnosas Orchim, this Chesed, this Mala Beisei Sheyismol mikol toiv mimin habrachis. So as a result, Avram Avinu gave him a bracha. If you, and it would seem that being that he had this Maila of Chesed, this Maila of Achnosas Orchim, so Avram Avinu gave him a this bracha and this Maila Kol Beisoi from this Or. So we have, even in the history of Yishmael, going back into the time of the Chumash, so we have this Maila of Achnosas Orchim. But Afal Pi Kein, Lemaisa, the Yisoid of Yishmael remains a Pera Adam. Like the Torah tells us, the Yisoid of Yishmael is a Pera Adam. And although Yishmael might have certain milas, as you mentioned, the Mila of Tefillah, and the Pasuk also tells us that he has the Mila of Tefillah, the Mila of Chesed that we're learning in the Medrash, but that doesn't change the Mahus of Yishmael. His mahus is a pera adam. Yodei bakol, he's going to steal from everybody. The yad kol boy, the end is going to be that everybody's going to have to come on to him, and or according to the other, like we have today with the oil, or like the other pshatim are, that at the end everybody is going to win against him. And what's interesting is that even though they have the oil today, but they still have to come on to everybody. Everybody needs them for the oil, but they have to come on to everybody because when it comes to technology, so they have no koyach in technology. There is even a pshat of Pera Adam that in the Medrash it says, Pera has to do with a ganav. They teach Pera Adam, he steals people. There are those who steal money, he steals people. And it would seem that this is what historically is referred to, the beginning of the slave trade came about through Yishmael. Yishmael is the one who started the slave trade.